Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1721, Ralph N. Crum.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure, proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5,730 square feet, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Route 54 and Monroe Avenue. For the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down copies of survey of the existing conditions of the site, showing a two-story frame apartment building on a very irregular shaped lot right at the intersection of Monroe and Route 54. I also have a copy of a sketch of the basic floor plan footprint for the benefit of the commission, also prepared by the applicant, just so they can get a feel for what is how the house is constructed. And I have a couple agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report and dated July 26th of 2006. The road reference, or present zoning being AR1, the road referenced is Route 54, Fenwick Road, from the light at Cape Windsor at Wilson Drive to the light at Harpoon Hennis. There's an annual average daily traffic of 10,304 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 13,463 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Whether the site is fully developed based on its current conditions or developed as proposed, the level of service E will not change as a result of this application. Secondly, from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division and received today, we make reference to a memorandum referencing this application, makes reference to the tax map number, the location of the site, the size of the parcel. The site is located within the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available to serve the site. Ordinance number 38, construction is required. There are two system connection charge credits. There are no additional system connection charges required. Provide the contact person for any questions. The parcel has a 6-inch service, which is adequate for the proposed use. Two dwelling units on the parcel are currently connected to SOAR. Conformity to the South Coast Area Planning Study 2005 update is required, and notes that the two existing dwelling units must be properly disconnected and inspected by Sussex County prior to removal, demolition, site work, or issuance of a building permit, and that a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by Rob Davis on behalf of John J. Ashman. And lastly, from the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and dated February 13th, 2008, we are advised that the soil types are, it's a new type, gentlemen, I haven't heard this one before, so bear with me.
All right.
Braca to Norton.
Say again?
I'm not sure.
He needs to practice on that.
That is a new one on me. Braca to Norton, urban land complex soil type. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The site is located in a flood zone A. It will not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. There are no tax ditches affected. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of the soil types, a report on the soils, and again, a copy of the prime and other important farmland document. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you would step right up. give us your name for the record.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Crum. I'm the owner of the property that's under discussion right now.
All right, sir. You've heard what our director had to say regarding your application. Do you have anything you wish to add?
No, but I'd like to see some of the letters that have come in concerning what would be necessary to do to the building or around the building in order to receive approval.
There are the only letters I read are what I just read, Mr. Crum. There are actually agency comments. There wasn't anything specific about what you had to do to improve it.
Okay. All right. Fine.
All right. All right. So let's see if anyone has any questions for you. And Mr. Smith, you are...
You're on a roll this evening, sir. You're great. Right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Crum. Would you say that the structure as it exists, would you say that it is compatible with what exists in the immediate vicinity of this proposed use?
Well, I would say this, that Edgewater Acres has a number of dwellings. It was originally planned in 1966 as a single family community. But I know there are at least a half a dozen dwellings that have more than one apartment in them, in the subdivision. Some of these have been moved in. This building that I own originally faced the ocean at 127th Street in Ocean City. And in 1973, it was relocated to this site. At that time, we just had well and septic. But through the intervening years, we've owned the property for 34 years now. We have hooked up to city water and sewer. Interesting enough, there was a girl came out of a bar in Ocean City one night and plowed into the end of the building. And after I was informed 2 weeks later by a Delaware State Trooper there had been an accident, I said to him, when did it happen? He said, 2 weeks ago. I said, do you mean to tell me that you're just telling me now there's been an accident in my building, I'm learning 2 weeks later? Well, to make a long story short, we settled with the insurance company. We repaired whatever damage it was. It wasn't major, but I completely remodeled the building. From stem to stern, I spent about $125,000 fixing the building up, and everything is like brand new. Heat pump up, heat pump down, electric up, electric down. Everything's carpets, appliances. It shows like a model. So the effective age of the building is about 5 years. It has not been rented for over 5 years. Prior to that time, we did rent it to families, but we haven't rented it all in the last 5 years.
And so how did you find yourself in front of the commission tonight?
Well, I received a letter about 2 years ago from a gentleman who works in the planning and zoning with Mr. Lank, and he said, are you aware that you're duplex is in a single family area? I said, yes, I am. But the taxes I pay indicate there are two EDUs designated to this site. So I figured if I was given two EDUs, equivalent dwelling units, that satisfied the county. But he seemed to insist that I should go before the commission and make a formal application, which I did a year and a half ago, and the hearing is up tonight.
I think the original permit for the relocation from Ocean City called for this to just to be a dwelling. It wasn't specified that it was a multifamily dwelling structure, and it was picked up either from complaint or one of my inspectors wouldn't just said, hey, it's a duplex, you got to do something. Some reason caused it to take place.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
It sounds like, and it was moved there in 1973?
Yes.
So yes. Just barely missed being a non-conforming
right.
Use then.
Is that right? Yeah.
Grandfather, in other words.
Okay.
I guess a question, Mr. Lank. Does Mr. Lank, does this survey indicate that the building is 0.11 of a foot inside the 30-foot building restriction line?
Yes, it would be. It's actually just outside of the restriction line. Or, you know, it's, what you're saying is that it's 0.11 from compliance. And typically, this, if you, when it was a relocated structure, it would have been permitted to be located based on an average of what the front yard setbacks were in Edgewater Acres, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it probably would have been 25 feet. So it most likely conforms without requiring a variance.
One last question. Does Edgewater Acres have restrictions and covenants? They have a homeowners association that has any?
Yes, they do. In fact,
Mr. Smith, when this was brought to my attention, I went directly to the general manager of the Edgewater Acres community, and I explained to him my predicament. And he said, well, there are more than one building in this community that have more than two apartments in it. And he said, this was his own comment, he said some of the people were unhappy when other people moved in there and had dwellings that had rentals in them. But he said, if you've owned the building for 34 years, he said, I would be surprised that this committee tonight would deny you the right to keep the building there. Those were his own words.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Crum, then, if this commission acts favorably upon this, as the general manager said, you know, since you've owned it for 34 years, that on a whim, we won't change it. But that sage advice aside, is there any intention to sell this as a condo, or is this still going to be maintained as a single owner? You just may have two apartments.
At the present time, the property is on the market for sale. The way it's set up, it could be, if approved here, subdivided into two separate condominiums. But it depends upon the purchaser, because I have two electric meters, I have two hot water heaters that are separate, and each unit is self-contained. There's one on the second floor and one on the first floor. So it just depends upon the purchaser. I mean, it would be ideal for a person who's moving out of the Baltimore, Washington area, who has sold his home, and they want to live in one apartment and rent the other out. Or the other scenario would be if there's two young couples that have children, they're brothers, and one wants to live up and the other wants to live down. But to answer your question, structurally and mechanically, it is set up as two units. And it is hooked up to city water and sewer at the present time.
I have no further questions.
All right, so Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
None. Mine were asked by Mr. Smith. Thanks.
All right, sir.
Their application for two units, just to make it clear on the record, you're not creating any more units, you're just trying to get approval what you already have.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And I guess to follow up with that, just then kind of in conjunction with Mr. Johnson's question, they've applied for two multifamily units, and under the definition that could be apartments or condos. Either way, there's no distinction.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that.
See if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1721, Ralph N. Crum? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1721? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.